Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so wonderful to connect with you. You know, I just love that you are somebody who is here, who is continuing to look outside of the box for answers and continuing to expand your mind and your heart and your energy and your awareness. And speaking of awareness, this is a really amazing episode for expanding awareness, just because there's some unexpected insights that are going to resonate with a lot of people. So I love that. And I also really love today's volunteer. I mean, just sweet and fun and a bit edgy. She's just got this fierce, fabulous, and fun energy about her. So that's sweet, and I love that. And another thing that's really great about today's episode is that there's a bit of an unexpected twist that comes up. And what I love is that awareness just in itself was transformative for her, or at least partially. But you'll notice that just by being aware of the pattern, she was able to really start shifting her energy and even notice a major difference in her fatigue. And there were just changes that took place just from the awareness itself. And so that's where we're going on today's episode. And of course, you'll want to piggyback onto this as we're going through it. So if you notice what our volunteer is experiencing and you notice that you're experiencing the same thing, then of course, you want to look at that. And so that's where we're going. And let's go ahead and dive in with our volunteer, Stephanie. Here we go.
Hello? Can you hear me okay, Brandi?
I can hear you.
Yes. I have a technical person here to help me because this is my first time doing this. So now he's left the room. Yes, Brandi.
Perfect.
I am so excited for this opportunity to have a session with you. I put a lot of effort to make sure I can do it properly.
That is perfect. And it's so wonderful to connect with you.
Thank you so much. Yes.
Absolutely. And on that note, what can I help you with, dear?
Well, you know, when I was filling out the form to do this, you know, there wasn't really enough area there for me to describe my situation.
I got to tell you, just so you know, I didn't read your form, so
okay.
We can start.
All right, great.
That goes, my team does just make sure that you're a valid person, and then they do the vetting and then just bring you on. So yeah, so I have no idea what was on your form, so you can start from the top.
Okay, so I will tell you how I've been feeling since 2016 mostly, and part of it, or probably a big part of it, is that I had a severe burn in 2016. A spa doctor, medical doctor, had burned my neck to stage 3 and my face to stage 2. I don't look, it was horrible. It's a legal case as well. It's affected my self-esteem. It's affected everything in my life.
Okay, real quick. Spa doctor, was it a chemical burn or what was the...
It was a helium gas burn that the spa doctor that I knew very well promised me a wonderful new skin, because I really take care of myself. I am 64 and at the time I was 59 and I wanted to look really good. I've always taken care of myself, so I look younger than 64, and this was part of my maintenance. And he assured me safety, with this helium gas. It's called J plasma helium gas that he had just gotten acquired, and he's used it on himself and several other of his clients. So I had pictures and I could see it on him, and he did his mother as well. I trusted them thoroughly. I am an ICU nurse here in Las Vegas, and you would think that I should know better and done more research, but I didn't do that. I trusted him, and I let him do the gas on my neck and my face, and it was a disaster afterwards. I've had 3 surgeries, skin grafting on my neck, and a lot of maintenance for my face to make it nicer and not so scarred. So it looks generally good, but I have to be very careful. I can't be in the sun too much. It's sensitive. My neck needs more work. It's a legal case for me this year as well, which of course that's an added stress. It's not resolved. So, but I've worked all the way through. I'm still working. I work with COVID patients. I'm still a functioning citizen and pay my bills. I refuse to be a victim of this. I have put a lot of effort to move forward with my life, but I feel I need some more help. And I have discomfort in my neck moving it, and I have to wear a scarf or a turtleneck all the time, which affects my self-esteem. Not giving up on that. There are some other procedures I can get done in the future. Meanwhile, I'm thinking it must have affected me emotionally heavily, because I feel so tired, fatigued, and just talking about it, I get upset. So anyway, that's a huge part of what I've been dealing with. And I get these severe allergies, you know, like when I'm driving in the car, I put my AC on. As soon as I put it on, I come home and I fall apart. Like, I'm so tired, and my sinuses. And so I have a really good day. I'll have 1 or 2 really good days, and the rest of the days I'm tired. So I don't make plans to do a lot of things because of that. I'm afraid. Like, I'm not going to feel good to do things with my friends. You know, and I have to reserve my energy to get through another year of dealing with my legal case and my work with COVID patients, which actually don't scare me at all. I'm telling you, I'm not scared of the virus. I'm much more scared of taking my scarf off.
Okay.
Like,
and your scarf is
it's on right now. Just in case, and you can see me through the universe.
I'm looking in the scarf. No, I can't see you. Don't worry.
I've tried a lot of positive affirmations, meditation. I have even a brain tapping doctor that's helped me through all my surgeries.
Okay.
Like, I'm not giving up. I'm not the person to give up. Okay. And I listened to your podcast, and I love the way you speak about mind-body connection, and I want some help.
Awesome. 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 I love it.
I want my life back. I want vitality. I want to feel sexy again. I want to go and do things. I mean, so, people tell me I'm attractive, that I look good, but I don't always feel it.
Bingo. All right. Give me 1 second.
Am I talking too much?
Bingo. No, bingo. Okay, so no, I'm being asked. Okay, so first and foremost, what is the level of discomfort in your neck? 0 to 10.
It's like a nagging 3. You know, when I don't feel well, it's worse. Like, if I'm really, really tired, or if it's a rough day at work, it's higher.
Okay. So, bingo. So to be clear, the biggest outcomes that you're looking for is your neck to feel better and not to feel tired, to feel more energized and feel emotion. Go ahead.
Yeah, to feel energized, vital, to be like feel sexy again, like I used to. I used to get a feel that way. I used to feel like I wanted to meet people and socialize, and I want to feel at ease with my body. The way it looks now.
Okay, give me 1 second. That. Okay, and what's the level of fatigue right now that you're feeling? 0 to 10?
Like, I don't know, 5, 6.
6, bingo. Okay, so give me just 1 second. Let me just kind of, let me just check in and see, okay? So,
like, the 1 or 2 days that are great for me a month are amazing. I feel like my old self. I want my old self, but better self back, if that's possible. Where I feel like happy and I want to do things. And I have energy, and I'm cleaning house, and I'm calling my friends. It's heavy. All right, so, the case and the neck skin is very, very heavy in my life.
All right. So here we go. All right. So if I ask you how much you can see the part of you that can get upset and kind of... for lack of a better word, kind of throw a tantrum, if you will.
Upset over the case, the neck, or?
Just things in general, other things in life. How much you can feel like you can get a bit upset, mad. How much would you say that is?
You know, it's probably... like a 5. Maybe I need to express more. I don't get super angry.
Okay. Let me put it in another way. Bingo. Okay. Give me 1 second.
I'm kind of in a control person.
You're kind of what? I'm sorry.
In control. Mm-hmm. I like to be in control. I'm in control. I hold it in.
Bingo. Okay. So... bingo. Okay, so there is it looks like a woman. And it's interesting how this person is in your life. It's almost like it could be a sister, but it's not. But I can't see if it's very interesting how it's in your life. But because I can't see if it's older or young, like it's not older, it's not younger. It's interesting. It's a weird placement, which is hard to explain. But anyway, if I ask you first and foremost, do you have any sisters?
I have a best friend that's like a sister.
Okay. And can you give me her first initial?
Her name is C.
Bingo. There we go. Bingo.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. Interesting.
She's close to my age and she is.
Bingo. That's why she seems like the same age. She seems like a sister. It's like the same age. Yes. It's like an equal.
Okay, soulmate. So that makes sense.
Exactly. Bingo. And give me 1 second. That. Bingo. Yeah. Her, it looks like, is it her partner or ex-partner?
She has a partner that she lives with. A male. Older male. Okay. Her partner, yes.
Bingo. Can you give me his initial?
V.
Bingo. Okay. And if I ask you how much they've had a challenging time, how much would you say that is?
Greater than 8.
Okay. And if I ask you how much that has upset you, how much would you say that is?
8.
And if I ask you...
I don't like it when she's not happy.
Okay. And And if I ask you what emotion it makes you feel towards him... what emotion would you say that is?
Emotion towards him. I feel he's a slacker and not up to par for her.
Okay. And if I ask you, okay, so you mentioned a level 8, right?
Yes.
Bingo. That. Give me 1 second. Bingo. Bingo. If I ask you 0 to 10, how much anger you have towards him, what would you say?
I really try not to do that. I'd say 6.
Okay. And if I ask you how much pissed off you have towards him, what would you say?
10.
Okay. Okay. First and foremost, I love your self-honesty and your self-awareness.
I worked on it for, I have nothing to hide with you. I am ready for this.
Good, good, good. And all right. So that's, so when I said that there's a part of you that could feel a bit like that feeling, that it's towards him. And there's a feeling of a lot of anger, a lot of pissed off, a lot of upset, a lot of anger. It goes through spirals. Can you see that?
Yes.
Okay.
But I don't have to live with him, so.
Mm-hmm. But notice you also said you're a person who likes to be in control, right?
Yes.
And if I ask you how much you really like to be able to control her life, how much would you say that is?
Oh, it's probably like a 7.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think mainly because she's always asking me for advice and she looks towards me for support.
Okay. So but this is the thing, right? Mm-hmm. Bingo. Let's see. Give me 1 second. That. So the thing of it is that she has this relationship, and this type of relationship was actually created in her subconscious mind around age 7. So she's mirroring a relationship that she's seen before.
Okay. Yeah, it's probably her father, I think.
Bingo. Yep. There you go.
Right.
Okay. So the thing of it is that you could give her all of the advice in the world, but she's just going to keep attracting the same person and the same person and the same person unless she changes. Does that make sense?
Oh, I totally understand that. I actually told her that myself, Brandy, what you just said to me. I've said that to her.
Great. Great. So I'm going to ask you just a moment to breathe. But wait a sec. We're going somewhere else. Give me 1 sec.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I can't tell if it's a father or a stepfather. Do you have a stepfather?
For me, I have a stepfather.
Bingo. That's who it is. Give me that first initial.
A.
Bingo. That's okay. All right. So
that was heavy.
Uh-huh.
In my childhood. Yes.
Yep. And bingo. And if I ask you why it was heavy, why would you say it was heavy?
He was an alcoholic, abusive emotionally towards my mother, and
bingo. So controlling, and how much
controlling to mm-hmm. me and to her, controlling.
Uh-huh. And how much did you just wish that your mom would step up and take some action against him?
10 out of 10.
And how much did she actually do it?
0.
Bingo. Do you notice the pattern?
Oh, yes.
So while she's in her pattern, you're in yours. Do you see it?
But I don't want her life.
Wait a sec.
I'm jumping. Okay.
Slow down. For oh, my God. I love it.
For 60 years, I'm working on this.
Okay, but this is the thing, is that you were very frustrated and upset and angry, and there was this, what's the word I'm looking for? Injustice, unfair, like all of these things of wanting to get your mom to get away from your stepdad and all these emotions about it and wishing your mom would do something and she's not and all these things. And you've created that same type of relationship with this friend. And that her energy, it's like your mom and your stepdad in a different way, but in a feeling sense. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a quick moment. You know, first and foremost, I have to say, I just love her self-awareness and her self-honesty and her willingness to really look at the pattern. It's just so impressive. I love it. And also, I want to say that, you know, looking at this pattern that she's in, how her and her friend, who love each other very much, are in this pattern, I have to say, it's not just her. I see this all of the time. You know, in friendships where one person is giving the other person advice, it is really mostly the norm, where I see that in one way or another, they're fueling each other's patterns. And instead of solving the problem, it just unfortunately continues to perpetuate the problem. And, you know, it's the norm. And by the way, even in my situation, in working with people, I have to be super careful not to fuel anybody's patterns. And sometimes when people say something, I might not respond, or I might interrupt and just go a different direction with things so I don't fuel their pattern. Because not only is there the pattern that we're working on, but a lot of times there are several other patterns going on as well. And so I'm always doing everything I can to make sure not to fuel any of the patterns. And sometimes, you know, on past episodes, you might have noticed where it might seem a little bit like I don't care as much about what they're saying, so I interrupt, or maybe that I'm not compassionate about what they're saying, so I interrupt or change the subject or something like that. But the truth of it is that I care so much about them getting results that I'm monitoring several different things as I'm working with their mind to just, you know, interrupt or not engage in anything that could potentially fuel their patterns, because then they won't get their results, and instead it'll just continue to fuel the problem, and we won't get the transformation that it is that you want from it. And by the way, speaking of transformation, you know, sometimes awareness in and of itself is really powerful. And that's where we're going as we step back in with Stephanie. You're going to notice she's already creating a shift. And so that said, let's go ahead and dive back in with Stephanie. Okay, great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Good. Good, good, good. I'm going to ask you to breathe. All right. So just for a moment, if I even ask you how that feels right now as you're breathing.
Relief.
Release. Yeah. You're like releasing stuff before we're even doing anything. I love that. I'm like, just even you're bringing your awareness to it. I feel you already going, oh, I see it. I need to let, I love that. Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful. Awesome job. Awesome job. Just even bringing the awareness. Really, really impressive. All right. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And by the way, if I ask you right now, 0 to 10, what your level of feeling tired and exhausted is right now, what's your level?
0 right now. Can I keep this forever?
Well, it depends. Are you going to change this forever?
I want to.
Great.
That's why I'm here with you.
Yep. But notice how quickly that changed, right?
Yes.
So you can see it. Yeah. Oh my God. Your energy just is. Okay. Great. Great. Come with me. So I'm gonna ask you to breathe. All right. So let's go ahead and actually stop the session right here, because this is really powerful. And I know that this is impacting a lot of people. And so what I want to suggest is that we're going to go ahead and stop the session. And we are going to continue this session on next week's episode, where we'll be talking about the rest of her patterns as far as feeling sexy and her relationship with men and all of those things. We're going to unpack even further, because that's another shift that's really needed in her life. Now, on this episode, as far as friends fueling each other's patterns, I see it all of the time. And what's beautiful is notice that as soon as she became aware of the pattern, she actually immediately shifted. Like, her energy came back in a big way. You know, she went from feeling fatigue at a level 5-6 to then feeling like she felt energized, you know, and that is a beautiful shift. And not just for her energy of feeling energized, but really ultimately in her life, because it's going to stop fueling a pattern in the area of relationships for her. But you'll see more on next week's episode how this all comes together. But for now, my biggest suggestion would be to take a moment and notice in your life if there are some patterns that you're actually fueling with some of your relationships around you. And if you can bring your awareness to that, that in and of itself can be transformative, at least partially. So there's still some more pieces with this transformation, but you can see the changes have already started to take effect. So that is my hope for you, is that you can look around and see if there's any of this energy that you can clean up in your own life for your health and, of course, your relationships, love, and your transformation in your life. All right, so that said, something to look at in your life this week and see if there's some areas of transformation for you sitting right there in front of you. All right, so it has been such a pleasure connecting with you. And as always, you know, the more elevated, the more aware, the more empowered everybody in the world is, the better world this is going to be for all of us. And so if you could please make sure to share this episode with somebody you love, friend or family member, even listen to it together and have a conversation about it, you know, whatever feels good and fabulous to you, and maybe even outside of your comfort zone for you, which, by the way, is part of where we're going next week. And so with that, I wish you a most wonderful, incredible rest of your day, and I look forward to seeing you next week. We'll see you there. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. All of the time, people reach out and say how much these episodes have given them hope or touched their heart or helped them stay positive in hard times or even woken them up to a completely new level of awareness of how amazing we all really are. If today's episode touched your heart or expanded your mind in any way, please do me a favor and be sure to share it with those you care about or those you know who really need it. As more and more people become empowered, it really will change our world for the better. That is the point and the power of these demonstrations, is to create a radical shift in our world consciousness by showing everyone what we are all capable of. And of course, each volunteer will really need to follow through to reinforce their programming to maintain their results. But the point is for you to see that you really can create rapid results in your health and your life if you really understand how to use your mind. You're incredible. And I do want to be clear, though, that most people will not get results this fast on their own. I make it look very easy because of the discoveries that I made. You'll want to remember that there's so much more going on in our minds at a deeper level than people realize. That said, if you want to send me any questions or comments, come visit me on my website at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you do have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctors. Instead, you'll want to continue seeing them and make it your goal to blow their minds with what you're capable of with your mind. Thank you.